Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. One report, two narratives have come about since the four-year Durham investigation concluded this week. The report claims the FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law, influencing a presidential election. Republicans are crying foul, while Democrats are claiming there's no evidence of wrongdoing. Stephen Miller on Fox News is a former President Trump advisor.
These are the kinds of tactics that you see in banana republics, in despotic regimes, in failed third-world states. The task of reform forming the security state and federal law enforcement is a matter of survival.
The Internal Revenue Service has removed the entire investigative team from its long-running tax fraud probe of first son Hunter Biden in alleged retaliation against the whistleblower who recently contacted Congress to allege a cover-up in the case by the Justice Department. Attorneys for the whistleblower tell Congress leaders in a letter the dismissals were allegedly done on the orders of the Justice Department. Police say the New Mexico mass shooter this week near the Four Corners was a high school student.
Investigators had more details about the 18-year-old suspect during an update offered late Tuesday.
We have come across some indication that potentially he had some mental health issues, and that's through interviews with involved parties in his life.
The teen shooter reportedly fired off at least 150 rounds, randomly shooting at things, including cars and houses. Three people were killed, several others injured. Police shot and killed the teen when they got on scene. They're still working to determine a motive. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It's well known that Earth is unique among the rocky planets in our solar system due to its vast amounts of water. So how did it get here is the question. Data from NASA's James Webb Telescope reveals for the first time water vapor is present around a comet recently seen in the Rocky Ring. That's located between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A report from lawmakers is due out today outlining the origins of COVID-19. The Chinese government shut down all investigations from independent countries and without debate claim it was started from an animal in a wet market in Wuhan, China. The animal was never produced by the CCP. Senator Marco Rubio gives Fox News some insight what will be released.
And I think that it becomes really compelling and you start to understand why some of our agencies and government believe. In fact, the Department of Energy and even the FBI have said that they believe that this was a lab accident.
Reports this morning say 39 people are missing more than 24 hours after a Chinese fishing boat operating in the Indian Ocean capsized. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said the accident happened around 3 a.m. local time last night. The crew includes 17 from China, 17 from Indonesia, and 5 from the Philippines. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has ordered Chinese diplomats abroad, as well as the agriculture and transportation ministries, to assist in the search for survivors. If you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, lucky you, don't you know?
That's because you live in what U.S. News and World Report says is the best place to live in America. Green Bay gets an 8 out of 10 on the Value Index, which considers several factors, including median household income, housing affordability, and crime rates. Huntsville, Alabama comes in at number 2, followed by Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy hump day. It's Wednesday all over the country. Good to have you with us. Rick Manning is going to join us in just a moment. Of course, he is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Well, the long-awaited Durham report falls short, huh? No wonder that Vivek Ramaswamy, you know, the presidential candidate for the GOP, sent out the following statement. He said, on March 5, I announced that I would shut down the FBI, and the Durham report findings reaffirm my reason for why. When an agency becomes so corrupt and politicized, you can't merely reform it. Rick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm just trying to stay calm here and breathe after this long-awaited Durham report. For all the time that it took and all the money, how many millions of dollars did they invest in this?
Yeah, I think they were not as much as Mueller, so I think it was about 6 to 8 million. So, on the case, you know, in terms of reports, it was about 25% as expensive, and truthfully. You know, what we learned is Hillary Clinton's campaign concocted a scheme, and the FBI, according to Durham, was too stupid. They were dupes. They were nothing more than
dupes. Here is the FBI, the number one, legal force, in the country that we've invested all these trillions of dollars in over the years. These knuckleheads get duped by a corrupt Russian operative, and it was like they didn't know better. And then, of course, the thing is so ridiculous about the report. Rick, what he reported on was what we knew 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So what's new?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a, it's like, okay, we read it in real time when it came out a couple of days ago, and we actually went online and did a long live stream on it. So if anybody wants to see the full long stream where we read parts of the report, that's available. But fact of the matter is, we knew all this. This is, every place you go, we knew that. We knew that. And the most amazing part of it was he didn't have a recommended solution. His recommended solution was, the FBI should put in the Department of Justice should put in somebody to oversee, to challenge FISA court applications. So who are they going to put in? They're going to put in somebody who's part of the DOJ, Department of Justice, bureaucracy.
Right.
To
right.
then say whose job, whose future depends upon the bosses saying, we're going to promote you to something. And we're going to put that person in, and we're going to say, okay, you're the one who's going to say, who's going to question everything. Well, really?
Yeah,
it's like
right.
expecting, you know, we want comparative. We went to, I have a campaign I was doing a long time ago with the National Rifle Association. The Washington Post was basically just blatantly lying about our campaign. And so we went to the ombudsman of the Washington Post, something paid for by the Washington Post, and said, wait a second, we can prove to you that everything we're saying is true and you're saying they're lies. And we laid it all out, and the ombudsman told us, direct quote, you run your campaign, we'll run ours. Okay. Expecting an FBI, a DOJ employee to be doing oversight on FISA and to take on their bosses and not, and then is saying, essentially saying, trust us, we won't do it again. And truthfully, that's not going to, you know, we know that doesn't work. We know that's, you know, how
this thing was so massive. It was beyond the FBI. I mean, you've got Adam Schiff up to his, Adam Schiff, who's a serious candidate. This guy's leading the polls in California to be the senator to replace Dianne Feinstein. So for this guy lying all the years that he did and all the damage that he did to we the people, he's going to get rewarded with a promotion to the Senate. Okay? You've got reporters, right? What was it? New York Times reporters who lied in reporting about this whole Russian collusion deal, right? And so what do they get? They win a Pulitzer Prize for lying. Are you kidding me? I mean, this thing is so wrought with evil and corruption from the top down. I mean, you talk about the deep, deep state. All you got to look at all the players, Comey, you know, Strzok, all of them, you know, this entire cabal, the social media acolytes, everybody, mainstream media, they were all in to destroy this country and to destroy Donald Trump, and they just can't even help themselves. I mean, Donald Trump is a perpetual human piñata as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, we haven't gotten him on this, but we'll get him on something. It's a, you know, and that's what we see continually with all these prosecutions and all this garbage and how, oh, well, a jury in a civil trial says he didn't actually rape anybody. Yeah. We can't prove he even knew her, but.
And an anonymous jury, no less.
But we're going to give him the person $5 million anyway because we don't like Donald Trump. I mean,
right, exactly.
This is, society's evolved. We have to.
Rick, they're not even talking about how they changed the rules. I mean, you've got statute of limitations. So what do? They create a new rule, a new law, so that they can, you know, we can't get them in. It's already too late. So now we're going to stretch it, and we're going to listen to somebody who doesn't even remember when it happened, what day, and nothing. And yet, in a general context, and she's presenting her case in New York, which is already one-sided, we know. And even on top of that, to an anonymous jury. What I mean, like Donald Trump, that's his jury of his peers is anonymous. Donald Trump, the most noted person on just about the planet. Go ahead.
Maybe they all wore the Guy Fawkes mask so they could be truly anonymous. The whole thing is absurd. Watching President Trump on the CNN broadcast talk about it, you know, you sit there and you just listen to him. You go, you just get a sense of just how insane the whole thing was, and so it's kind of confusing to people how you'd be found to have not done something and then be fined because you denied doing it.
Right.
But I guess you're not allowed to deny doing it by saying anything that might offend the person who's the false accuser. But nonetheless, let's say, you know, this is society we apparently live in. I just think that going back to the Durham report, the one thing that shocked me was he didn't have a resolution because the only real resolution to this, you can rip the FBI out, but the fact is this was a DOD, a Department of Defense. It was a CIA operation. It was a State Department operation. In fact, it started in the State Department. It was a State Department operation. It involved basically seven or eight agencies in the United States government. And so, given that, you destroy the FBI, but they're...
They're only part of the problem. The problem has metastasized throughout the intelligence community. That's
exactly
clear.
Right. So the only thing that can happen is we have to be able to hold people accountable when they do this, and hold the bureaucrats accountable. If they break the rules, they have to be. If they're innocent dupes, according to them, they just lose their jobs and their pensions.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Rick after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Martinez here. Little throat problem, as you can tell, but we'll get through it. Rick Manning continues with this President of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, we were talking about, you know, the town hall, and Donald Trump, I mean, to his credit again, you know, people think that, you know,
we've got a lot of road to travel here, and they get weary, you know, and they get tired of Donald Trump getting beat up. And part of the reason they get tired of beating up because he's their guy, and nobody wants to see your guy beat up all the time. And you say, "Wow, Rocky, stay on the canvas, don't get up," you know. But Rocky keeps getting up, and he keeps fighting on behalf. And so what happens is that when Donald Trump fights back, he knows what he's talking about. It's the truth against the lie. Even though Anderson Cooper, you know, you talked about the post, it wasn't even a debate, it was a town hall, which, you know, Byron Donaldson said it exactly right, is that the town hall is about the voter. It is it's not about the host or the anchor of CNN or the media. It's the voter. It's questions that they have. It is a time for the candidate to lay out his case before the electorate. And Anderson Cooper and the rest of them said, "Well, he just lied, Rick. He just lied." I go, wait a minute. Just because he disagrees with you, and there has not been a final determination that 2020 was a legitimate election. I'm sorry, I hate to tell you this, but you got over 60% of the country, including Democrats, that don't believe that the 2020 election was according to Hoyle. There is problems, serious problems, with the way that was executed. And so everybody's being pretty nice. They're not, you know, sounding like they did against Bush or against Trump early, that he was an illegitimate president. You know, I don't hear that about Joe Biden. Maybe they might in the back rooms, they might say that, right?
But you don't hear that because they did that to Donald Trump for 4 years. And then if you even dared question the legitimacy of the Biden presidency, you were a threat to the Republic. Sorry,
right,
for me to say. But it's and as a result, you had to be shut down. And, you know, J6, they used J6 as a means to terrorize anybody and delegitimize anybody who had anything to say about the election. And so once again, you know, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. You're not allowed to talk about things like election security and the like, even though, you know, like you say, a majority of the people don't believe that the election was exactly legit. But, you know, and even when I talk about it, what I'll say is, listen, of course there was corruption in the election. You know, that'd be absurd not to believe that. What I don't know is if there was enough corruption to change the results. And it would have been really nice if the courts had allowed us to find that out.
Exactly. But
the courts failed, didn't allow us to find it out. And as a result, there will always be suspicions that this was an illegitimate election and Joe Biden's the illegitimate president. And quite honestly, the way Joe Biden's governing with the urgency to transform America rapidly.
Right.
The way he's governing tells me that he believes that his election was not legitimate, because if something's stolen, he's using it as much as he can, as fast as he can, because he has no hope, he has no expectation he's going to hold on to it after the next election.
Yeah, what promises did he make to the electorate, you know, that he can be held accountable for? Any promises that were made by his campaign was done by outsiders, other people. Joe Biden, you know, made very few promises, if you recall. I mean, he wasn't even around. He was shut down and locked up most of the time. And so what can you hold him accountable? It was just all this illusion. It's kind of like with Barack Obama. Oh, my God, here's the black God coming in. He's the black Jesus. He's going to, you know, solve the racial problem in the country. So everybody had their own narrative, which wasn't necessarily true, and we didn't find that out until a couple of years into it and realizing, hey, when he said fundamentally transform, he meant bring a wrecking ball right through all the institutions of the government and this democratic republic as we knew it, and we're just gonna break it all down. And what does that tell you? That is consistent with Marxism and all these other isms that are out there. But, you know, hey, he looked good. He was articulate, as Joe Biden said. He says, wow, we got a black guy who can actually talk. Remember? embarrassing.
I think that was Harry Reid. But
was that Harry Reid that said? I thought it was Joe Biden that said that.
We can't blame all the old racist Democrat white jokes. All the old Democrat racists on one guy. He was part of that club, but it was Harry Reid.
Right.
Harry Reid was very pleased that they found an articulate black guy who cleaned up nice. So it was all in all, I can't imagine saying that, but once again, for those censors out there, that was Harry Reid. I'm quoting him.
Okay, well, good. Yes, exactly. the other thing, too, about this whole Durham report, and you read it, you went through it painstakingly, is that there was a clear contrast between how the FBI handled Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. Here they had all this evidence on Hillary Clinton. It was unbelievable. And the FBI shut them down, right? They shut down, they blocked, all because they were afraid that Hillary Clinton might be president and they'd have to deal with her and whatever else, whatever other onus that surrounds the Clinton family that, put the FBI back on their heels and made them afraid to pursue this thing to such a degree that Comey has the audacity to come before and cite all these infractions that she had committed, but no reasonable prosecutor, this was his summary, no reasonable prosecutor would take up the case, right?
Right. I guess the reasonable prosecutor case's argument is out the window today. But we have to go all the way back to Hillary. Certainly Durham did, but we just have to look at real time. 2019, the FBI has the Hunter Biden laptop. 2019?
Right. Right.
No, it's got actionable crimes, at least crimes that seem to be pretty concerning.
What was it like? There was over 100 crimes that was noted in the laptop, Rick. Is that right?
But
over 100?
Nothing. It was a huge number. And
right.
The key to it is, if the guy's smoking crack, it may be a federal offense, but you're not going to do much about it. But if a guy is sitting there getting paid by foreign entities all over the world, and you have people telling you that they're directly meeting with the vice president or the president who candidate to be, and there's having a and there's a direct quid pro quo in terms of what's going on in terms of the money. When you get told that and you're the FBI, you'd say, hey, this is a reasonable cause to look at this. This seems like a problem. And you clean it up. You figure out you take a look at it. You open up an investigation, and they had basically demands for having investigations in 2013, 2014 on Joe Biden.
Exactly.
So they never, ever, ever pursued them.
Mm-hmm.
So do not. Well, nobody can tell me that. Gee whiz, in 2019 or 2015, when they had all that on Biden. When they decided that, we've got a rumor about this in Russia. We know what it was about. It was about covering up Hillary's Russia problems.
Exactly.
That's what it was in 2015. They had to cover up Hillary's Russia problems, the giveaway of the uranium one, all the uranium in the United States.
With her brother-in-law involved with that, right?
Right. So it's so that's what it was. She had a Russia problem. Donald Trump had to have a Russia problem as a result. And the FBI decided that Donald Trump was a pigeon that they could pluck. And so they just kept pursuing it. That's what Durham reported. That's what we knew all along. And the fact that Durham couldn't come up with a solution to it is perhaps the most disturbing aspect of all of it. And once again, before we miss it, the solution is hold the people who do this accountable, put them in jail. If they are actively using political influence to do stuff and using political being, or if they're just dupes, they're just idiots.
Well, hey, if not, put them before a court. Let's hear their story. We're done. Thank you, Rick Manning.
I have everything. I found your favorite bourbon, an awesome vodka. Oh, and Ruthie.
Ruthie?
That's me. Always happy to help. Honey, Ruthie found that amazing Cabernet you love.
Oh, yeah. That Cabernet was really good.
And we have it for the lowest price in town.
We've got to get another bottle. So glad we found Ruthie.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. One report, two narratives have come about since the four-year Durham investigation concluded this week. The report claims the FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law, influencing a presidential election. Republicans are crying foul, while Democrats are claiming there's no evidence of wrongdoing. Stephen Miller on Fox News is a former President Trump advisor.
These are the kinds of tactics that you see in banana republics, in despotic regimes, in failed third world states. The task of reforming the security state and federal law enforcement is a matter of survival.
It's well known that Earth is unique among the rocky planets in our solar system due to its vast amounts of water. Data from NASA's James Webb Telescope reveals for the first time water vapor is present around a comet recently seen in the Rocky Ring. That's located between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Out. You know, the left wants us to think that it's all about the parties, right? It's Republican against Democrat. And occasionally bring an independent in there just if the odds aren't working out, you know, in your favor. But look at, you see, if we think that way, if we think Republican versus Democrat, we miss the bigger picture. You know, here we are, we're around the corner from celebrating Memorial Day. I say celebrating, honoring Memorial Day. Millions of Americans who defended this country, paying the ultimate price. They gave up their lives for the sake of the Constitution, for the red, white, and blue American flag, for we the people, a chance for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'll tell you, we owe it to them to not get caught in and caught up in this diabolical dialogue and this dictate that's coming from the left that has us at each other's throats. We know that, the axiom is united we stand, divided we're conquered. And we're being conquered. The American dream is being conquered. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. She's the honorary chair of Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth, what the left continues to do in destroying this great American idea and this democratic republic has got to be called out, and people who really want to hold on to what the Constitution says and what we believe in have got to take a stand and tell them no more of the of this junk that they're purporting, not only upon us, we the people, but on our children as well.
You are exactly
exactly right, Bill. We do need to stand up and say enough is enough. I think something you just said there is really important, and that is united we stand. And we have to remember that we can be very angry at the actions that these people are taking because they are harming children, they're harming our American society, and they are dividing us. So we can be angry at those actions, and it's also very important that we remember that they are our fellow Americans, and we need to work to do our best to find common ground with as many as we can so we can sway hearts and minds so that we can continue to be united.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just had a conversation with Brigadier General Avivi in Israel. He's with the IDF. And it's interesting, and this must be a contagion that's going on around the world. Israel finds itself almost in a similar situation as we do here in this country. And what he's talking about, after 75 years, this is their 75th year anniversary of Israel becoming a state again, he says he's trying to get the country to go back to first principles and embrace their constitution. I said, wow, that's interesting. Because here we are in America, and we find ourselves in the same position. Two countries who have been chosen by God, that God's hand has been upon, find themselves in a similar position. I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting. It is very interesting, and we're not quite there yet, but in 2.5 years, we're going, 2.5 years and a month and a half, we're going to be celebrating our 250th anniversary as a country. And we have to continue to do the same thing over the next 2.5 years. We need to be doing it every day, but over the next 2.5 years, we have a lot to celebrate. And that celebration it won't ring hollow to you and me, but it will ring hollow if we don't remind people that this country is worth celebrating, that the things in our Constitution are worth celebrating, and that we are a country that respects our God-given rights first and foremost.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there should be no apology. You know, 246 years of history. Not that we've gotten it all 100% right, but we got a lot of things right. I mean, we saved the Western world. We saved Europe. You know, and look at the people that benefited, you know, from what America's exceptionalism. Now, I would say, Jenny Beth, and what's coming out quite clear is that the people have been misrepresented. We have people in our government, in the bureaucracy, that are not representing we the people that reflect a constitutional principle or the constitutional principles that we hold to. And this is what's becoming quite obvious, because here it is right now, the very thing that the CIA does in regime change and interference with elections around the world, we find that, oh, the chickens have come home to roost. Now the CIA has come home, and all these intelligence communities, things they've done and how they've tormented other nations around the world, they're tormenting us, we the people.
They are tormenting us. They've done it twice. The CIA, the FBI, the Department of quote-unquote justice, Hillary, Obama, and the mainstream media have colluded to rig two elections in the last 7 years, in 2016 and 2020. And there is we talk about Trump derangement syndrome. There is a group of people in this country who absolutely hate Donald Trump. They can't see past the actions. Like I was saying a minute ago, we have to make sure we focus on actions and remember that these are our fellow Americans. They can't do that because they're so filled with hate. And I have thought, as this Durham report comes out, one of the things that strikes me the most about it is that they caused that hate. There will be people who would have not liked Donald Trump or even hated him because of things that he did. That would have, or he's on the different side of an issue. So that would have happened. But this attitude where so many people are just filled with hate that when they see him, they can't even think straight. That's the kind of division that they have sown in this country. It is wrong. It is detrimental. It is dangerous. And it is unconstitutional. And we have to find a way to sway hearts and minds over the next 18 months, because these people can't be in control of our government anymore after the next election. We must defeat them at the polls and work to restore constitutional order to this country.
Exactly. Amen. Well, Jenny Beth, you know, the mainstream media was very complicit in this whole deal. You know, 96% roughly of what they reported on Donald Trump, purposely negative. I wrote a commentary, you know, before the election, said, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, it was the mainstream media. You know, you got Adam Schiff, you know, who is running. I mean, there's a good chance that he could represent California as a senator. For all the lying that he did and what he deposited into the electorate with all the negative, flat-out lies that he put out there about Donald Trump, now he's going to get rewarded with a Senate seat? This man is disgusting. He has no right to be involved, I believe, in our government and to be, you know, participating in this democratic republic. He has lost all credibility as far as I'm concerned. And I don't hate him. I don't like the actions. I don't like how he, you know, took advantage of his office. And, you know, it's kind of like the reporters that won the Pulitzer Prize, right? The New York Times reporters for lying about Russian collusion. I mean, it's like, really? Come on. And we're rewarding all the wrong behavior. And then we wonder why we are where we are today, Jenny Beth.
Right. And what I don't know the answer to is, are they useful idiots? Because people like the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton and operatives within the Department of Justice and the CIA were manipulating them, or were they complicit in it and in on it? And the media is a little bit different. They may have been useful idiots and just tools of these people who cling, not even cling, but cleave to power. They are attached to it and are trying to be one with it. But Adam Schiff, I'm not sure. Is he a useful idiot or is he an operative? It's really hard to tell.
Well, the thing is, these are adults.
And, they are adults.
And if you're not connected to the Constitution and what it stands for and what your job is and how you're to serve the American people, you know, you have violated trust. And this is what they've all done, regardless, even by accident, on purpose, otherwise.
Yeah.
They failed us. And you cannot allow this to continue. But unfortunately, the Durham report is going to allow them to continue. And that's a sad commentary for we the people, Jenny Beth Martin. Where can they go for more information, Jenny?
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Good to have you with us. We're trying to connect with Curtis Houck, the managing editor of Newsbusters. Talk about the media coverage of the border. I mean, when you compare what NBC and ABC and CBS, for example, the three major networks, not including Fox, it is amazing how they are reporting on this. I mean, they continue to give this administration cover, and they're not giving us, you know, news reporting. I mean, it's interesting. You know, we talk about journalism being, you know, dead. And has really gotten to this point. I mean, like we were mentioning earlier, when you have New York Times reporters reporting on just a flat-out lie about Russian collusion. We spent millions of dollars, okay, millions of dollars to find out it was all one big lie, right? I think in total, I mean, they said, it was about $30 million. But I think when you round up the big number, it was somewhere around $70 million. They just had to find, something about Donald Trump, that there was Russian collusion there, and they weren't about to give up. They had, over a dozen attorneys that represent the Democratic Party that had Democratic interests, and even they could not find anything. But now you get these reporters from the New York Times, and they go off with this narrative. I mean, you think that maybe Adam Schiff had something to do with it, and Jerry Nadler and the rest of the Democratic Party or something, in writing it up, and they get a Pulitzer Prize. I mean, you got to be kidding. How embarrassing. I would sit there and go, okay. I mean, you get a Pulitzer Prize for fiction. That's basically what it was. They need to return that money, that prize money back. But no, they're not about to. And they'll go around and, you know, down the road, people will introduce them as Pulitzer Prize winners. But they won't say, well, you got a Pulitzer Prize for, you know, this faux story that you wrote about Donald Trump. See, but this is, you know, when journalism loses, number one, it's credibility. It's pursuit of the truth. There is truth, okay? This idea that the truth is relative, you know, is a bunch of baloney. I mean, this put us on a slippery slide as a culture, which we were warned about. It said, once you go down that road and you start thinking truth is relative, it's your truth, my truth, we can agree to disagree, you know, that kind of junk. It really, how's that working out for you? I mean, we've been on this, you know, on this pablum here
for about a decade or so, and the institutions that we demand be truthful are clearly not. I mean, you know, the Durham report has proved that. I mean, you get the FBI. I mean, these guys know better. I mean, these are professionals, right? I mean, you know, and what I appreciate about people in the system, and I'm talking about the system, the institutions, whether it's, you know, law enforcement, FBI, CIA, is they have a knack. They have an instinct. They know when something is fishy. They they're wired this way. And they can be an incredible gift and asset, and have been at times, for our country. But when they purposely decide not to utilize those gifts and to, you know, to manufacture things for their own interest and their interest for a political party, then we're in trouble. And this is what's happened. Whether it's the FBI, the CIA, CIA is one thing. You know, we interviewed a CIA agent. He said, Bill, you got to understand, you know, the whole idea of plausible deniability, that was born out of the CIA. They were created to lie. You know, nobody's held accountable in the CIA. I mean, you talk about somebody being slippery. And so, and here we are. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, kind of a mini bombshell that went off this week was when RFK Jr. said, yeah, the CIA killed my brother. Well, you know, that's been a theory long held ever since it happened, right? And RFK Jr. puts that out. And now also you got Donald Trump, who released probably half of the trove of documents for the Kennedy assassination, and suddenly he stopped. You know, question. I mean, I'm curious. This is what journalists should be. They should be curious to say, well, wait a minute. How did this happen? You know, why did he stop? Was he threatened? Was his family threatened? You know, why didn't he release it? Because by law, all that information on the Kennedy assassination should have been released. But now he's saying if he gets reelected, he'll release it. If he gets reelected. If he doesn't, you know, it'll be like everything else in the archives of this bureaucracy and this government that holds secrets and keeps the whole truth and nothing but away from we the people. But see, this is where we're at. Truth is relative. So, and here we are in this show for 15 years. That has been our goal, our commitment to you, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And supporting us, and that what this mission is, that it resonates with you. And it has to. And it has to grow in such a way to where we balance this out, because, you know, I mean, we're at the point where, okay, if we disagree with somebody, oh, you're a liar. You know, like they said the other night about Donald Trump after the town hall, the CNN town hall, which was hysterical. I mean, hey, they have their narrative. It's narratives against narratives. You know, but the thing is that when you look back in the history of Donald Trump's presidency, all these things that he was accused of, oh, he lies, he lied. He lied because he's a Russian agent. And then we spend $70 million to find out, no, he didn't lie. Okay? He lied because he said that his...
America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The senior editor for the New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, Alex Newman, continues with us. As you were saying, Alex, this thing's out of control. I mean, first of all, anything associated with Bill Gates, when it comes to, when it comes to vaccinations, I'm just weary about him, because when you hear that he is of the mindset that there's too much population for the planet to be able to sustain, that, I mean, they were saying it back when we were counting and there was about 3 billion people in the world or on the planet, and now we're at 8 billion. So he's got to really be freaking out, and we're going to let him handle vaccinations. I just get a little nervous when I hear his name and vaccinations. It doesn't seem compatible to me.
No, it's completely out of the question. This is a man who comes from a family of population control fanatics. Actually, his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates has repeatedly expressed his view, which frankly I find offensive and ridiculous, that there are too many people on this planet, that people are bad for the climate and other such nonsense. And he's openly described, actually, in a TED talk about 12 years ago, he publicly said that one of the ways that he's hoping to bring down the population of the world is through the use of vaccines and reproductive health care, by which he means abortions. Now, when he was called out on this, he said, well, we don't really mean we're going to kill people or sterilize people with vaccines. We just mean that, less children die because they're getting all their vaccines, then parents will have less of those pesky children, and so the population will go down that way. And yet, just a few years after those very bizarre statements, he was caught in partnership with the World Health Organization and UNICEF financing a so-called tetanus vaccine program in Kenya, which had already been identified by the UN Population Fund as a target for more population control measures. They were appalled that Kenyan women were having an average of 4.2 children per woman. And so Bill Gates and these other UN entities came in, did a tetanus vaccine program, and the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association, they got samples of these tetanus vaccines. Only women and girls of childbearing age were eligible to receive them. So they took these samples, they sent them to laboratories all over the world. Every single one of them tested positive for beta-HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. This is a hormone. And so what was happening, these women and girls were being injected with these vaccines laced with beta-HCG. Their immune system was then treating beta-HCG as an invader. And without HCG in their body, they couldn't carry a pregnancy to term. So what was happening is these vaccines were sterilizing Kenyan women in large numbers. And every single Catholic bishop in Kenya spoke out about this, and the media just tried to bury the scandal.
How does he get away with this, Alex? I mean, this is such an atrocity.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.